From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. We have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Kimberly. And grain futures are a little bit on the mixed side today. We certainly had nice reversals up in the corn and the beans especially, yesterday, really on talk from social media from the president, who said that he and President Xi of China would be meeting in 4 weeks. So that was taken to mean a little bit more discussion on beans. And a matter of fact, President Trump even mentioned that beans would be at the fore. We did see yesterday that China said that their corn output this year was up considerably to 298 million metric tons, and so their import needs would be down to 7 million metric tons. So that the sales that we've not seen on the bean side of things, when we're hopeful that China would buy U.S. corn, looks like that's probably not in the cards either. We did see a sharp drop in ethanol production in the previous week, down to a 20-week low, so we need to bump that back up. Right now, the other thing is we do not have any government reports, so we're not going to get the export bookings report that typically comes out Thursday morning. Right now, we see the December corn futures down a half at 415 and three quarters, March at 432 and a half, down a quarter, and new crop December, 461 and a half, that's unchanged. On the bean side of things, we're still a little bit higher with the November beans at 1014, that's a penny higher. January's 1032, up a penny, and new crop November at 1063 and a half, that's a half higher. We have bean oil down just a half, but we've got the bean meal higher today, with the December meal $1.90 higher at $2.75.50. In Chicago, on the wheat side of things, we're up just a hair, up about 2 cents in the nearby December at $5.11 and a quarter. On the outside markets, we're certainly putting a lot of pressure on the meat so far this week. We've had cash cattle trade anywhere $3 to $5 lower, and that's being reflected with the lower futures this morning, with the October live cattle futures at $230.07, down $1.02, and December's at $232.95, down $1.55. The feeder cattle, too, are on the skids with the November feeders at $352.65. That's down $4.95. On the hog side of things, we're still lower. We've had 3 days of lower closes in the nearby hogs, and the October hogs haven't been able to trade back above 100 since the first of the week. October hogs right now are at 98.15. They're down 27. December's at 86.20, down 70 cents. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.